This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 7:18. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now, did you know that the government spent over 1 million ringgit on office renovations and furniture last year? Because they did, as it turns out.
Yeah, this was announced on Tuesday by the Prime Minister, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, in a written reply. And it was in response to a question by Segambut MP Hannah Yeo, who asked for the Prime Minister to state in detail the expenditure. And so what we know is this. The funds were used for renovations and furniture replacement. It was spent between 2020 to 2021. And it was specifically for offices belonging to ministers and deputy ministers from the Prime Minister's department, specifically the two portfolios of Parliament and Law and Sabah and Sarawak Affairs. So the written reply indicated how much in total was spent for all this, but there was no further detailed breakdown of exactly what it was.
So just to say, according to the PM's reply, everything was done in accordance with regulations by the Standard and Cost Committee under the Prime Minister's department. That said, I think, that amount, or more than 1 million ringgit, is something that has caught a lot of attention and questions as to whether at this point in time, given what the country has been going through over the last year, whether it's the right time for this sort of expenditure, and really more on transparency about, well, if you did spend it and everything's on the board, then what were they spent on? So that's what we're going to be looking at now. We'd like to hear from you. How do you feel about this expenditure? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us to discuss this further, we have Sri Muniyati Yusuf, Senior Manager for the Public Finance Unit at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, or IDEAS. Uni, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on this? These details that have emerged, does it come as a surprise to you?
If we look into the budget documents, I think it shouldn't be coming as a surprise. If we check the budget 2022 document and 2021 document, there is an allocation at the development expenditure for Jabatan Perdana Menteri. There's an item line for budget for the asset and building management for JPM building. So there are allocation there, and it's actually quite big. However, as you rightly point out at the beginning, at this time of the year, in the past 2 years, of course, the public would feel that such spending might not be necessary, given we can use that amount of funding for other purposes to help the public, for example.
And if we look at the accountability or the accounting in general, who is responsible for overseeing and approving the government spending for purposes like renovation?
Well, of course, if you look into the budget process, all these things are decided right from the where the budget being formulated, right? So the ministries will submit the request, basically. So where they will submit all the things that they need to do in the next 1 year, and then we'll submit it to the MOF for approval. And then, of course, MOF will submit it to Parliament. So all of these are being authorized in a way by Parliament. However, of course, when it comes to implementation, then it will be given to the pegawai within the ministry, right? And of course, if we look into, I haven't read the guidelines that the Prime Minister mentioned very carefully, but I think one of the process, especially for government building construction and renovation, at least there should be another involvement of the EPU and other relevant jabatan to see whether the scope, the cost is of value of the money for the rakyat. So that's quite a little bit complicated here, but I think at the end of the day, there is some control in the way the spending is being made.
You mentioned that the allocation already existed in the budget. Is that common? Was it present in prior budgets?
I think so. There is this allocation, I think, has been staying for quite some time within our budget documents. However, I have to put a caveat here. there's no details on what this budget line entails. And that's, I think, the tricky part, right? Whether this, the 1 million allocated, the 1 million spending in 2020 is part of this budget line. This is, I'm just looking at the budget document that it seems like fit into the purpose.
Of course, something could be in the budget and you don't have to spend it. So what are the factors that we could look at to determine whether spending like this is justified?
Well, it's possible that probably the furniture is already worn out, you know. Maybe the kursi-kursi semua dah tak bagus lagi, so need to be replaced. It's possible. And of course, for the sake of our ministries, well, comfort and convenience, then it need to be replaced, for example. But of course, there's another factor as well. For example, if you are new incumbent, right, you would want to design your working place according to your liking. So these many factors, and of course, but a good thing, I think, if we look into these guidelines, then there is actually, there's a process in which maybe, I hope that, you know, this kind of process actually being put in place, that unnecessary spending, especially during this time of the year, should not be authorized, for example. But of course, there are other certain circumstances that maybe this kind of spending actually should be made.
Now, are details on such spendings available for the public to scrutinize?
That's quite difficult. So as I mentioned earlier, the budget documents, the proposed budget documents, which is the one that tabled to Parliament, and later on the report, which is issued by the Accountant General report, only report to up to that detail. So department, sub-department, right? So we know what kind of spending within the sub-departments within the ministry, but what are these spending entails? That we are not very sure. So, and such details are not being shared with the public.
What kinds of measures could be implemented to ensure that government funds are spent only for what is most urgent, especially at a time of crisis like the pandemic?
I think, again, I believe in parliamentary oversight. I think that's the only institution actually that we can rely on at the moment to actually, and of course, because they are our Wakil Rakyat, right? So they are the one who have all the mandate to actually monitor and oversee this. So I think I'm glad that our parliament now is in sitting, but we hope that it will continue, and we need to have more. Again, I've been telling this so many times, we need parliamentary select committee, which can actually oversee like a more detailed spending on each ministry, if it's possible, right? Because I think right now it's a whole parliament, and everyone doesn't have that much time. So you have given like this much time. So if we have parliamentary select committee where discussions are kept like in small number of MPs, maybe in that process, then all this scrutiny, a better scrutiny on the way public funding is being used can happen.
And finally, how can the public keep the government accountable when it comes to using taxpayer money?
I think one of the things, I guess, sound like a broken record, but I'm just going to say it again. Again, ask questions to parliamentarian, because I think right now, if Hanayo didn't ask this question, we wouldn't know, right? And I'm the one who sometimes look into the budget documents, wouldn't know this as well. So our parliamentarian have better access on what kind of information that can be disclosed to the public. So asking our parliamentarians, and if they come to your constituencies and they can share some of this info with you, maybe you can ask more questions. And secondly, of course, there's another layer of oversight, which is audit, right? So I think a good thing, if I'm not mistaken, when it was under Tan Sri Amrin Bin Buang, it is possible for the public to propose what so-called audit program. For example, if we want to know actually, what are these? Actually, I think I just mentioned it here for the benefit of the public. In 2021, for example, actually the budget for this asset and building management for JPM is around 265 million. So that's quite a lot. So I think maybe we can propose to audit department to actually audit this type of spending, right? So I think there are two things, but of course, as a citizen as well, we can familiarize ourselves with the budget documents. Maybe we can, you know, with more eyes looking into the same document, sometimes different insight can be obtained, right? So I think those very much three ways that I think the way that the public can keep the government accountable.
Uni, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
That was Sri Muniyati Yusuf, Senior Manager for the Public Finance Unit at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, or IDEAS. Do send your thoughts our way. What do you make of this sort of government expenditure? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we have Popcorn Culture, where for a change of pace, we are going to be talking about sitcoms, our favourites, so you can share those with us as well. And just to call your attention to something we have coming up later this week, did you know that there's much more to cancer treatment than just tests, chemotherapy, or even surgery? Join our Health and Living webinar, where the experts will discuss why cancer patients and their caregivers should prioritize emotional and financial well-being and how they can reach out for support. Catch the webinar tomorrow at 12 p.m. on Facebook Live. Head on to BFM's Facebook page for more details. This BFM Health and Living webinar series is presented by AIA, enabling healthier, longer, better lives.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.